Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
You're listening to SBS News.
...and legacy. Speaking at the summit, Eddie Mabo's daughter, Gail, has paid tribute to her father's commitment and strength.
That was my dad who did that deadly thing. It took him 15 years, but he did it. He was someone who was hungry for knowledge. He worked at James Cook University. During his lunch times, he went to the library and found every book they had on the Torres Straits or anything on history of the Torres Straits.
Eddie Mabo's grandson, Caleb, has told NITV it's an important day of reflection.
It's a day where I remember what both my grandparents were fighting for, and I guess the journey that they went through of struggle into stepping into power and then changing the fabric of the nation.
Mabo Day commemorates the landmark 1992 High Court decision that overturned the legal fiction of terra nullius and recognised the native title rights of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. The ruling recognised Indigenous Australians' traditional connection to land and paved the way for native title rights. Speaking with NITV, barrister Josh Creamer explains the significance of the decision.
Before Eddie Mabo, we were considered in law barbarians and savages who couldn't have rights and interest in land. That was what, and that's what the judgment talks about, the Mabo judgment. And so, you know, his actions overcome that. For 100 and almost 200 years, we lived in that existence, and he was able to identify and you know, a precedent saying that, you know, we are people, we exist, we have rights and interests, and we need to be recognised.
Eddie Mabo's passion for his people lives on through his family. Caleb has told NITV education is at the heart of his own push for change.
For Indigenous people, this is the foundation of our culture, the intergenerational knowledge sharing and keepers of stories. So for myself, there's a huge push, just like my grandfather, in education in terms of both cultural and a Western education.
He says he also wants to see his grandfather recognised with a national public holiday.
To bring a light to it and shine a light on the significance of the day, because it changed the fabric of the nation. So why wouldn't you acknowledge that?
It's been more than three decades since the landmark Mabo decision, and it continues to be recognised across Australia. But Gail Mabo says the fight her father started isn't over.
So we as Indigenous people know unfinished business has to come to a head. And through speaking the truth, that shall happen.
Mr. Creamer says Australia still has a long way to go when it comes to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people's rights.
You want to be able to go to the court and say our rights have been infringed or our rights should be XYZ. And in Australia, we've got very little in the way of rights. We've got recognition of native title, land rights, and then probably to be free from racial discrimination. That's all we have as First Peoples. And I think, you know, we deserve, like other First Peoples around the world, we deserve much more.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.
Did you know that distance and physical barriers, especially common in larger or multi-storey homes, can reduce the strength of your Wi-Fi signal and slow down your internet? For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.